Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Because, you know, you kind of figure the rosters are pretty much set. You figure that everybody's got their quarterback. You figure that everybody's paid and happy with their NIL deals. But no.
You know, on April 14th, you would have thought so. Sure.
No. What the heck's going on in Knoxville, Tennessee? What the heck's going on over there?
A mess.
Yeah. I can't even pronounce the kid's name. Nico.
Iamaliava.
That guy.
Iamaliava.
He.
Yes. That was
is
pretty
going
good for
to,
one.
That
one
was
here.
Very good. He's going to enter the transfer portal now on Wednesday. That's the short summary of it. But how do we get here? So he was unhappy with his NIL deal. He believed it was worth more money.
So he said, I'm not going to show up to practice
he did
because
not show
I'd
up
like
last,
more money.
Last Friday at a practice, middle of spring ball.
Day before the spring game.
Yeah, and he believed that would put pressure on Tennessee. Josh Heupel, the head coach, they basically called his bluff and said, no, we don't do that here. He said, you can leave. And he's going to leave. And who knows if he's going to find a spot for anywhere near the kind of money. By the way, he was already making like over $2 million a year.
He's scheduled to make $2.2 million this upcoming season.
I saw some article that said, going back to his high school days, because he was able to start earning some of that in high school, like Tennessee's much like Missouri, they have a law where right now you can start collecting NIL before you even get on campus. Someone projected that by the time his career at Tennessee was over, he was still going to get $9 to $10 million in NIL. Not good enough for him. So we can get into the bigger issue at college football in a second, but on the surface, look, I got no problem with Nico trying to get paid, but I sure as heck have no problem with Tennessee saying, yeah, we're not going to do that. You're not going to do that here. We're not that school. Like, I think both have clearly the right to do what they did, but man, oh man, if you're Nico, you have some people giving you some bad advice, dude. You thought you were worth more money. You're not. You're clearly not.
Okay, so I don't disagree with that notion. The idea that he overplayed his hand, right? He thought they'd have no choice. Look at the time of year. They're just going to have to pony up, get the cash together. They'll scratch it together for me. And he was wrong in there. But I will say, both sides have every right to do what they did. He has every right, based on the current function of the system, to go and demand more money. He has to know that that comes with great risk and that the team might choose to bounce his ass like they did, and to which they also have that right, by the way. No one is in the wrong for choosing this. I think the thing I get the most tired of arguing in this is they're ruining college sports. I don't think you hear it the way you think you hear it sometimes when I hear that argument. What I hear when you say is it's ruining college sports in the way they used to be is, I used to like when my labor got taken advantage of and they had to work for free and got no money. Yeah, I'm sure you did as a viewer or consumer, but like, the people who are playing the sport were getting ripped off for 100 years. I think they should have every right to earn the same amount of money as any AD or coach or anything. He took a big risk. The actual player thing, I think he took a misstep. I don't think he should have done it, but I think he has every right to do it. Unless they're going to go to contracts and revenue sharing and everything else.
He has every right to do it. Tennessee has every right to handle it the way they did it. Both sides are fair. The issue is this reminds us of the bigger picture right now where there are not, you know, any sort of guardrails or requirements for the agents and who can represent you. You get bad advice. You don't actually have real agents representing you to tell you, hey, by the way, that's not the going rate for you. You can't get a better deal. The only thing I will say for him individually where I'll push back on, otherwise I agree with you, Cody, on the, hey, they have the right to do it. The only thing is, You're doing it on April 12th. It was over the weekend. So you're doing it on April 12th. You're doing it now. You know, if you wanted to complain about
this
2 months ago, yeah. you're now it does look a little more like you're quitting on your team kind of thing than it would have 2 months ago.
There's more to it as well, because if he would have done it 2 months ago, he opens up his options in terms of availability, because there's an SEC rule. He cannot go to an SEC school. It is against the rules during the spring portal to transfer to an SEC school. He could wait and sit out a year if he wanted to, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So he limits his options in terms of schools that would be able to pay him that $4.4 million. You're taking away the highest revenue-generating conference out of the picture because you can't go there. And then USC said no. Notre Dame said no.
That's why it was bad advice.
You're really, and the report was that his dad was marketing himself, was marketing his son to other teams, and Dan Lanning, there's a rumor that he marketed him to Oregon, and Dan Lanning called Tennessee and told Josh Heupel what was going on. Like, basically Oregon was like, look, we don't want him, but this is what, this is what's happening right now. Josh Pate suggested this over the weekend, that there were players in the playoff, Nico being one of them, that debated sitting out of the playoff game because he wanted more money. I thought we wouldn't get to this point as soon as we did, but the report is that Nico was debating doing this.
See, that's a bad
before
decision.
The playoff game, which would have been crazy. It would have been a terrible.
You have the right to do it, but it's clearly a bad decision. You should look at it. I think if you're a college player, you should look at it like a 1 year contract. And each at the beginning of each year, if I want more money, now's the time to ask for that money. It's not as we're approaching the college football playoff. Now, I'll say both sides can end up looking really bad. If he doesn't get a spot, or he ends up on a team that pays him the same or less, and they're no good, then it's a little bit different of a circumstance. But if Tennessee's no good, if they're a six-win team, I'll be honest, maybe should have scratched together the dough. Like, you were in the college football playoff last year.
Right now, Pandora's box, if you do that.
Exactly. Like,
let him hold you hostage. You're taking a stance.
Yeah, you can't be held. If you're Heupel, you're sending a message to other kids on your roster and future, like, hey, we're gonna pay you, but you're not gonna try to leverage us the week before or the day before spring practice or spring game. Like, so I think he had to do that. This is why I think we all agree. Like the compensation and the NIL is overall, the concept is a great thing, right? And the concept is. But we are so early in it, it needs to be fine-tuned like no other, so circumstances like this don't happen. Can we change the transfer portal deadlines? Can we have restrictions on who can actually represent you? Just like if you're an NFL player, you have licensed NFL agents. Cody and I can't just represent you and start negotiating your contract until we go through the process, right? You do that to protect the athlete as well. And that kind of stuff would prevent this. You're always going to have somebody that thinks they're worth more money. Welcome to life. We all think we're worth more money than we're getting paid. But like, you also have to be smart. Like, you know, if you think you're making 100 grand now and you think you should be making 800,000, if there's not somebody that's willing to pay you, and you're out of your damn mind. Like, that nobody's making that kind of money. Pick your field. If that's not what anybody's making, you asking for 10 times, 7 times more doesn't make sense. And that's where it all has to be balanced out. But this was fascinating over the weekend.
There was an update regarding some of the teams. I saw UCLA, which is in the area that he's from, Tulane, UNC, potentially Bill Belichick.
Tulane got $4 million laying around for a quarterback?
Exactly. I don't even know if UNC's got $4 million laying around.
Gave all that money to Bill.
So I think that it'll be really interesting to see where he ends up. And then likewise, as you mentioned, Cody, for Tennessee now, what do they do in regards to the situation?
I mean, obviously, I don't know who their other quarterback is. Probably some 4-star kid who's they planned on redshirting.
Yeah, you're relying on a guy that wasn't expected to be playing for you.
Someone said, in the NFL, you hear about, you know, Lamar Jackson has his mom represent or whatever. Yeah, but he technically doesn't have an agent. He's actually, you can represent yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the gray area. Like,
family members where they're always going to, like, essentially get away with it.
Well, and it's
but not just like Bill, my kid, my childhood friend. And negotiating with Oregon with Dan Lanning behind my back.
And once you sign the contract, yes, you can hold out, but the way the NFLPA is set up now, like, you really can't hold out. Mm-hmm. That's the difference, is like, once you sign the contract, for the most part, you can threaten the holdout stuff, but for the most part, you're kind of locked into said contract. In college football, you get a 1 year, there's no contract, you get a 1 year promise of NIL, and then all of a sudden, 6 months later, you don't think it's enough money, you can try to go back. That's the problem.
Can just rip away the promises for NIL just as quickly as you can do it, then it should be 1 year contracts or 2 year contracts. If they wanted to force college players into contracts, I'd be fine. And it said, if you agree to come to Arizona, you got to play here 2 years. Otherwise, you're going to sit out the year. If you decide not to be a 2-year player here, we're under a contract.
Unless your coach transfers.
Yeah.
Or unless your coach leaves.
We agree you know, you agree to this amount of money, you agree to this amount of NIL, we're going to pay you that, and this is a contract. You got to be like, it's a professional sport. We can pretend away and wash away the, like, I cheer for the jersey and the college part. It's too big a business. They get to be a part of the business part.
Yeah, this is still where the suggestion we've brought up on the show before, I've mentioned, and I think all of us have at this point, that is still the, how do you prevent the poaching kind of stuff going on? I still think if coaches have buyouts when they leave, can we not tag? Let's say Nico is leaving. He's got a number attached to him. Now, what the formula looks like for the number, I have no idea. Somebody would have to figure that out. But let's say his buyout amount is $100,000 or $250,000. All right, he transfers to, let's just go with Oregon for the hypothetical. All right, Oregon has to pay Tennessee $250,000 that goes towards their NIL budget.
I actually think it'd be good for the smaller schools, because for these kids who want to go up and play SEC football after playing at the lower leagues, you get $250,000 to put towards more players. It should balance.
Like player buyouts, basically. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't balance the sport, but it would at least give more money to those lower level schools.
The argument that you always bring up, Cody, as well, is regarding the coaches. You know, coaches are allowed to do this stuff. Why can't the kids? I think that the contract, doing the contracts, whether it's year to year, whether it's multi-year, whatever the case is, it allows them the flexibility to have the same ability to do things as the coaches do, where it's a year-to-year thing. I can bounce if I want to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.